This morning, I'm joined on the phone by Thomas Phillipson. He's a professor of public policy at the University of Chicago and was also the former acting chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors for President Donald Trump. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Good morning, Meg. Good to be with you.
Well, I am grateful that you are joining me, despite the fact that we are in the middle of what I would say is a slight blizzard, and you are in warm, sunny Florida. I'm quite envious right now. Well, let's chat a bit about the report that you partnered with the Institute for Reforming Government, and it's about healthcare reforms, addressing healthcare reforms in Wisconsin, and what you propose. And I'm sincerely hoping that our state legislature, our Republicans, seriously examine what you're recommending.
Yeah, so I'll give you a little bit of background on this report, which is essentially I've been a big proponent of what you can call whatever you want, but I call it sort of a supply side economics approach to healthcare. A lot of what healthcare problems we have in the U.S. With high prices and poor access is due to a lack of competition, in my view. So I have been very favorable for policies that expand competition or expand the supply side a lot more. Whenever you expand the supply and competition in any industry, it will lower prices and therefore increase access to the products or services of that industry. So we actually wrote a report when I was at the White House that the White House headed up together with the Department of Health and Human Services, Treasury, and Labor, called Increasing Choice and Competition in Healthcare, which outlined on a federal level many initiatives that could be undertaken and also discussed on the state level what could be done. And I put my head together with my team here at University of Chicago to think through what would be useful things in this report to recommend to Wisconsin. And that's kind of where we ended up in terms of producing this report.
So tell me a little bit about what you found and what you are recommending that we do here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so there's several supply side measures that we think would be important for Wisconsin. We came out with four main ones in the report, but you can also think of other ones. One is that you essentially, the most basic one is that doctors represent a large share of spending in healthcare in the U.S., and we have a very restricted supply of doctors, meaning on a national level, only 10% of applicants get into med school, for example. So if you expand the number of doctors, presumably competition among doctors increases and prices for doctors go down. And Wisconsin is actually, you know, on the low end in the country of how many people who apply for med school actually gets into med school. So that's a lever that you can push in terms of generating more supply on one of the sectors in the healthcare economy, which is doctors. Other things we also proposed on this expanding competition is that we wanted to recommend that the scope of practice of nurse practitioners in Wisconsin was expanded. What does that mean? That means essentially that they can compete on things that they can clearly do, but many times are restricted in regulations from doing so, you know, writing prescriptions, et cetera, in instances where there's no safety issues. And so we wanted essentially them to compete on their full skills, which are cheaper forms of labor many times than doctors, and therefore would expand the supply and lower prices in that particular way. A third one that we discussed was essentially to have site neutrality in Medicaid. What does that mean? That means many times Medicaid pays you different to do the same thing, whether you're in a hospital or a doctor clinic, et cetera. And what happens in the healthcare market is that it gets distorted to just provide a service in the highest paid institution. So we have seen many doctors going into hospitals in the last 10 years, partly because hospitals get paid more for the same services that clinics do. That leads to increased concentration because hospitals are bigger and fewer competitors than many doctors and clinics. So again, this site neutrality would expand supply. Lastly, the fourth one has to do with insurers, where in insurer networks in Wisconsin are highly regulated, and we think insurers should be able to compete in an unregulated fashion in the networks they set up. So insurers employ hospitals or pay hospitals and doctors in their networks to basically take their beneficiaries. And many times it's valuable for those insurers to restrict that, even though it sounds strange. Why should I not be able to go where I want to go as a patient? The reason they restrict it is to lower costs and premiums in the plan, because they select doctors and hospitals that are more cost efficient, higher quality, etc. So it actually serves a purpose to have a restricted network in order to hold on premiums. So that's the way, and that's another way for price competition to be enhanced by allowing insurers to do what they want on the supply side. That's a very, very kind of brief overview of the report, but at the bottom, the sort of a common theme of the report is one way or another, you're allowing better price competition and more supply.
Do you ever see or foresee being able to, in Wisconsin and beyond, being able to shop for your insurer, I guess, throughout the country and open up competition that way so that you can actually have more options, I guess, to from which to choose?
Yeah, there's been a long-standing push for better interstate competition in insurance. Right now, insurance is regulated on the state level, which makes it very cumbersome, first of all, for insurance plans to operate in the U.S. with, 50 different set of regulations they have to deal with. But also, it limits the competition across states that people can choose plans. And I think you're right. I mean, that would be extremely valuable. And a lot of people's conservative proposals exist on opening up interstate competition better in health insurance.
Do you also, I think another part of healthcare that, boy, I'm surprised it hasn't yet changed, that's frustrating for many of us, is that there's not a lot of transparency with regard to services. And I think you touched on this when comparing the different rates depending on whether it's a Medicaid program or a private insurer, but it would be nice to be able to know, and I don't know how you get around that. You would know what the individual services that you're receiving are. I don't know, as a menu of services, I guess, is one way to put it.
Yeah, there's been a lot of work on price transparency. Actually, the Trump administration came out with regulations where we had the providers and plans provide a greater price transparency to customers. There's been less work on service transparency. I think that would be very difficult because, procedures for a given in diagnosis, et cetera, are so different across, patients, et cetera. So I think it would be very lengthy list of things that you would see for each diagnosis. The problem is you don't obviously know what you're going to come down with the year you sign up for insurance with your employer, et cetera. And so the whole purpose of insurance is to deal with uncertainty so that you don't go broke when you actually get sick. And because of that uncertainty, you don't really know what you will be buying in the coming year when you sign up for the particular plan.
Do you foresee any of these recommendations or these changes that you're proposing actually implemented here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we had a lot of good discussions when we had this report. We met with, assemblymen and senators in Madison. And some of them, I think, they were very receptive to in terms of moving forward with. I think one of them, the expanded scope of practice, I think has a very high probability, according to them, to potentially come through. Other ones are a little bit more that they have to kind of vet and go over with their own staff and move forward. But I think there was a general appetite with meeting with them for this kind of stuff. Part of that appetite comes from, we met with Republicans mostly, but part of the appetite comes from that, citizens in the U.S. and the citizens in Wisconsin are very unhappy with health care, and it's basically been owned by Democrats in terms of policy. So it's a problem created by Democrats, and I have always argued that that presents an opportunity for Republicans to fix this problem in a better way with better policies and also better messaging. But right now, I think Republicans are just tagging along on creating bad policies. But I think we need a change of approach where Republicans have independent policies that ensure that we don't have the problems we have currently with healthcare.
University of Chicago Professor Thomas Phillipson, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and thank you for lending your expertise to this these solutions that I hope can be implemented here in Wisconsin. I do sincerely appreciate your time this morning, and boy, you're in a better place than I am. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is Freedom Florida. I hope you enjoy your weekend.
Okay, thank you very much, Meg.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Going to go to a break. We'll be right back on the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News.
Mornings with Meg.
I need news in the morning.
On AM 550, FM 99.9 and 95.1, WSAU.